This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with the wife of New York Knicks star Carmelo Anthony. Lala Anthony rang in the new year with Pitbull in Miami. Did you see it? We'll talk to her all about it coming right up. But first, children aren't born nice. Environmental factors play a major role in if they become caring. Researchers studied more than 30 1- to 2-year-olds and found that caring and nice behavior may be regulated more by relationships than instincts. They say this shows that people aren't born nice, they learn it. A dad in Michigan is under fire for letting his 14-month-old daughter play with a 13-foot python. The man is a snake handler and says he let the baby daughter play with the python in order to educate people about snakes. He says snakes aren't as dangerous as people think, and there are 95% more dog attacks than snake attacks. Companies not hiring workers under age 35 because millennials are workplace divas, apparently. A survey found that millennials are thought to need more management at work and are also known for leaving jobs at the drop of a hat. And despite the fact that millennials are much more tech savvy and will work for less money, companies aren't doing much to attract them because of their sense of entitlement. According to a new poll, many Americans feel the American dream is out of reach. The poll found that only 64% said they still believed in the American dream. That's the lowest in nearly 20 years. 52% said the country's economic system is fair, giving everyone an equal opportunity to succeed, while 42% think it is unfair. 18% of Americans surveyed said they will never get out of debt. But the survey also found that younger people are more hopeful than older, as only 6% of 18 to 29-year-olds say they will never get out of debt. And more than a third of Americans, 38%, acquired more debt this past holiday season. A cashier at Walmart in New York used her own money to help pay the bill for an elderly man who couldn't afford his food. The man was buying groceries for himself and his pet and gave her some cash, asking if it was enough. He was short by $40, and she felt so bad she took out $40 from her purse and helped pay for the food. Once he left, the next customer behind in line offered the cashier money to reimburse her, but it's against Walmart policy to take money from customers, so she refused. A new poll has found that 50% of Americans say they wouldn't want their son to play football, and only 17% believe it'll grow in popularity in the next 20 years. These are bad numbers for a sport that has recently seen a lot of negative attention, including several NFL players accused of abusing their wives or children, a team with an offensive name to some, and growing evidence of long-lasting brain damage in players. The poll suggests that football could eventually go the way of boxing, which saw a decline in popularity after some of its star athletes were accused of brutal crimes. The average woman spends 5 hours and 38 minutes getting ready for the annual Christmas party. The pressure of having to add pictures on social media only increases the amount of time and money spent to look perfect. On average, women spend 2 hours and 4 minutes on a regular night out with friends. Women wear heavier amounts of makeup during the holidays and also take time to pamper themselves and try to relax during a stressful time. Women took longer showers and got manicures and pedicures. They also spend longer deciding on an outfit. Here's the average pre-party beauty routine for women. They take 60 minutes for exfoliation, full leg shave, face conditioning, hair conditioning, and face pack. Skin, well, they spend about a half an hour blending and applying foundation or BB cream. Lips, 4 minutes to perfectly apply their lipstick. Eyes, an hour for mascara, eyeliner, and smoky eyeshadow. For nails, 42 minutes to touch up the tips. The outfit, 60 minutes to choose clothes, jewelry, and shoes. And tanning, half an hour for an entire evening for a camera-ready golden glow. And it may be a little late this year, but some tips to avoid embarrassing situations at your office party in 2015. The photo booth. Avoid the line by heading to the booth early on in the evening before you had too many drinks and have permanent reminders of your foolish behavior. Make sure you have good posture, learn your angles, and pay attention to where the machine tells you to look. The open bar. Well, obviously, don't drink too much alcohol. 23% of workers admittedly danced inappropriately at their office bash in the past, and 20% accidentally kissed a coworker under the influence. Every drink you have should be matched with a glass of water. This will not keep you sober, but it will help you last longer, so the party can go on all night and you can still look fabulous. Watch your conversations. 1 in 10 people asked for a raise at an office party and regretted it, while 14% regretted flirting with the boss, and 7% ended up in a fight with an office rival. It's a good rule of thumb to steer clear of discussing work-related matters and stick to safe topics like family and holiday plans. Steer clear of romance. Seeing coworkers all dressed up can play strange tricks on the mind. In fact, 20% have hooked up with a coworker at a work Christmas party, leading to 14% calling in sick the next day simply to avoid having to face them. If you need help in that area, ask a trusted office friend to be your chaperone for the evening. And did you ring in the new year with Fox, with Lala Anthony, who's an actress, TV host, and fashion maven? Hey, Lala.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Lala, how are you, dear?
Doing good. Doing good. Good morning.
So you were part of Fox's New Year's Eve party with Pitbull. That sounds like fun. What was your role on the show?
Well, I'm hosting alongside with Pitbull and Roxy. We are hosting live on Fox the New Year's Eve countdown. We just wanted to bring some crazy flavor and excitement to Miami. So we are so excited. We've taken over the Thompson Hotel here in Miami, and it's just going to be a nonstop party on television. We're so excited for everybody to watch.
Well, now you're a Brooklyn native, so I thought maybe they'd set you in Times Square and go back and forth with Pitbull in Miami.
You know, I did the Times Square thing for so long when I was on MTV, which I had an amazing time doing that. But now I want to see what New Year's Eve is like in Miami. I've heard about it for years. I heard it's one of the craziest, most fun places to be. So I've decided to come down here this year and celebrate with Pitbull on Fox and just have an amazing time.
Now, have you celebrated New Year's in Miami ever before?
No, I have not. Like you said, I'm from New York, so it's always been about Times Square for me. So this is new for me, too, but I'm looking forward to it. When you can go outside and not have to wear a jacket, and you've got your tank top on and your shorts on, you don't have anything to complain about.
Tell me about what you're doing, because you're like the multimedia queen here, because you've got fashion going, you got an actress thing going, you got the Power Show. Tell me about the Power Show.
Yeah, so I'm on a show called Power. It's on the Stars Network. We're actually filming it now. Season one aired already, so season two will be coming early summer. And it's an amazing show. It's done great for Stars Network, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And we're filming that now, so I'm going to break from that. And as soon as we ring in the new year, back to New York and back to work.
Now, when you say Power, is it a reality show about your life, or is it a scripted show?
No, not at all. This is a scripted show about a man who's living a double life. The lead actor's name is Omari Hardwick, and he runs a New York City nightclub, but he's also involved in the drug business as well. So it's kind of him living this double life and how ultimately the worlds collide and all kind of trouble happens, and my character is his wife's best friend, so I'm starting to find out some of their secrets and seeing that everything that glitters isn't always gold. So it's really, really a great TV series.
Now, so you're loyal to the wife, not necessarily to her husband, right?
Absolutely.
So you're enjoying this, huh?
I'm enjoying it. I love doing the acting. I'm enjoying that. You know, and I love coming back to host, like what I'm doing here with Pitbull, you know, on Fox. I love being able to do that. Like you mentioned, I have my clothing line, Fifth and Mercer, my makeup line, Motors, you know, cosmetics. I just like to keep my hands in a little bit of everything. So it's fun to stay busy.
And you're working on your second book, a follow-up to your number one bestseller, The Love Playbook, huh?
Absolutely. The Power Playbook is the second book that'll be out, you know, early summer as well. So I'm looking forward to a lot of great things coming in 2015.
And, of course, the title of the next book ties in with the TV series.
I know, which is so odd. That was just by chance. I'm like, I'm on a show called Power, and my next book is called The Power Playbook. It just kind of worked out like that, but, you know, it all makes sense.
And I got to ask you about your husband, the New York Knicks star, Carmelo Anthony. Is he still enjoying New York? I know you're enjoying New York, but the season has...
Yeah, of course he's enjoying New York. You know, he's happy to be on the New York Knicks. You know, they're struggling right now and things happen, and he understands that, but he's a team player, and he'll get through with this. You know, they'll make it through it and do fine. He's such a team player and always so positive and knows that, you know, this happens to the best of them. They'll definitely work it out and get to some wins, hopefully, really, really soon for us.
Now, was he a guy that you were aware of as a player and rooted for him before you guys fell in love and got married?
I knew him like, not very well, but I knew him as a player in Syracuse. You know, I met my husband when he was 19 years old, so we've been together for a really long time.
And when I think of your name, I think of the Delphonics, and La La means I love you.
Exactly. Believe me, I've been hearing that pretty much my whole life. Not a bad thing, though.
No. It's such a great name. Do people
Thank
think it's really?
So
do people think it's really like supposed to be L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, they sing that to me all day long. My mom as well. So yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Lala, Anthony, thank you for a couple of minutes. All the best with Power, the show on Stars, and your new book that'll come out next year. So 2015, that may be one of your best years ever, huh?
Let's hope so. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
Take care, Lala.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
With Lala Anthony, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.